Al-Bayan Radio presents Golden Morals, a collection of stories from the Seerah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode from the Golden Morals series on Al-Bayan Radio. Today's episode is titled Come Here and I Will Give You 100 She Camels. Malik ibn Awf, he was the commander and chief of the army of the Mushrikeen at the Battle of Hunayn against the Muslims. Malik was known to be a very strong commander whose people respected him, so much so that at the Battle of Hunayn he decided to set the army in a way where everyone was to bring their family and all their possessions to the battlefield so no one would flee. And they respected him in doing so. So in this manner, the army stood united and firm on the battlefield with no intention of fleeing so as to spare their women and wealth. Now early on, Malik was successful in his tactics, but then the Muslims achieved victory and most of the fellow tribesmen of Malik and those fighting with him chose to accept Islam, but not Malik initially. Malik was by himself after this defeat and he was desperate for some sympathy. And it's mentioned that he had no money and no one with him at all to aid him. But subhanallah al-azim, somebody did inquire about him kindly and sincerely, and that was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was obviously leading the Muslims against Malik and the army he was leading. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Where is Malik bin Awf?" The people said that he had fearfully hidden himself away in one of the fortresses of the Ta'if. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, "Inform Malik that if he comes to me as a Muslim, I shall return his family and wealth to him as well as give him 100 she camels." So this shows the outstanding character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His heart was so big, his compassion was so great, his mercy was so great that he was showing kindness and mercy to the leader of the army who was just fighting the Muslims moments ago. Now Malik heard about this. And Malik now realized that the only solution to his problems was to present himself to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he did so, and he openly professed his submission to Islam, and he became a very good Muslim, radiyallahu anhu. So my dear brothers and sisters, we learn from this story once again about the noble character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He forgave and pardoned Malik bin Awf, who once had been fighting and harming the Muslims. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam dealt with him in the best possible way, which had a massive effect on Malik bin Awf radiyallahu anhu. And it's mentioned that Malik even resumed his role as the chief of his tribe, and he was even given the responsibility of conquering Ta'if as well. We ask Allah to make us benefit from what we just heard. Barakallah fikum, my dear brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.